There's a problem we all have to face in radio when we have to pronounce a foreign word. Do we Americanize it or say it as the natives do? Linguist Jeff Nunberg has these thoughts on the difficulties of being phonetically correct.
I went into a bookstore. They had the radio on. The announcer was talking about the 11th hour agreement on Haiti. He said, "The agreement calls for the return of exiled President Jean-Bertrand Aristide." As soon as I heard that French R, I figured it had to be public radio, not one of those AM deals where you give them 10 minutes and they give you the world. Public radio announcers are the only ones who trouble themselves about being phonetically correct. There's that pronunciation of Spanish names that suggests a vague solidarity with the Latin peoples, like when reporters used to file their stories from Managua, Nicaragua. There's the way Daniel Schorr used to talk about Mikhail Gorbachev, with the easy familiarity of an old Kremlin hand. I never know quite what to do when I have to say a foreign word on the radio. I feel as if I'm talking to two audiences, the one a couple of 100,000 American listeners, the other the ghost of Miss Hetzler, my ninth grade French teacher. It's a pretty even matchup. I certainly don't want to sound like those classical music DJs of the school of Milton Cross or the redoubtable Robert J. Lertzema out of WGBH in Boston. When it comes to foreign names, guys like this give no quarter. We heard the final act of the Otello of Giuseppe Verdi with Lubia Kazanovskaya and Placido Domingo, followed by the Liebestod from Richard Wagner's Götterdämmerung, sung by Kirsten Flogstad. They roll these names out of their mouths the way Vladimir Horowitz used to shoot octaves out of his shirt cuffs. But of course, they're trained professionals, and you shouldn't try this sort of thing in your own living room. The greater its success is a tour de force, the more it brings the conversation to a dead halt, with half your listeners lost in admiration and the others just plain lost. Still, there isn't much glory in the Cuisinart approach to foreign pronunciations, where you puree all the sounds into an American AM mix. And I could sympathize with the announcer who allowed himself to say Aristide. That French R is hard to resist. It's the purest emblem of phonetic savoir-faire. And like every American who studies French, that announcer must have put heart and soul into acquiring the sound. It's a triumph that Alice Kaplan describes in her recent memoir, French Lessons, which is the story of an American woman's lifelong fascination with French language and culture. Kaplan recounts the moment when, as a student at a Swiss boarding school, she suddenly realized that she'd mastered the French R. "I opened my mouth and I opened up. It slid out, smooth and plush, a French R. It was a sound my cat makes when she wants to go out, between a purr and a meow, a gurgling deep in the throat. It was smooth and suave. I had it. With this R, I could speak French. I wouldn't be screaming my Americanness every time I spoke. R was my passport." I like this passage because it seems to me a miniature of every classic American tale of expatriation, liberation mixed with faint cultural treachery. And of course, when Kaplan returned home to finish high school in Minnesota, there were all the predictable letdowns that come with a story. She felt out of place in her French clothes. Her former boyfriend was embarrassed by her French manners and her French swimsuit. You can pick up all this stuff abroad, but you can't take it home with you, not to America. In the end, that's what tips the balance against phonetical correctness. You arrive at the airport, you leave your airs and your R's on the plane. Oh, Miss Hetzler, pardonnez-moi.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.